Trump's historic Gaza plan wins support from GOP, Conservatives, Peacemaker for Our Time. By Joshua Klein on February 4, 2025. Republican figures and conservative commentators are heaping praise on President Donald Trump's plan for the United States to take control of Gaza, resettle its population, and rebuild it into a thriving economic hub. A strategy seen as a major shift away from the failed two-state solution. The bold move, announced during a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday, has drawn praise from right-wing political figures and commentators and is being hailed by many as a historic shift in U.S. policy. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, applauded the initiative. "The United States stands firmly with Israel and the people of the Middle East, which haven't experienced peace in many, many years," he stated. "Violence and hatred do not have to define the region's future." Johnson called Trump's move a bold action toward achieving lasting peace in Gaza and expressed hope that it would bring much-needed stability and security to the region. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio embraced Trump's vision for Gaza's transformation, stating, "The United States stands ready to lead and make Gaza beautiful again." He emphasized that the goal is not just security but also lasting peace and prosperity for the region. "Our pursuit is one of lasting peace in the region for all people," he added. "Age-old problems necessitate innovative solutions, and President Trump is the visionary leader working to change the status quo in Gaza," Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, stated. "There is plenty of money in the Middle East to pay for this endeavor," he added. "American leadership with support from our allies can bring historic and lasting peace to this troubled region." Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, highlighted Trump's plan, stating, "He will eliminate Hamas terrorists and create economic prosperity." The Senate GOP reinforced their support, declaring, "Israel's enemies are our enemies," and praising Trump's leadership. "Senate Republicans are grateful to now have a president who stands up for America and our allies." They added, "President Trump promised to strengthen the U.S.-Israel relationship, promise made, promise kept." Meanwhile, Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, called Trump a peacemaker for our time, boasting that the president has the right vision for the future of the Middle East. David Friedman, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, called the idea brilliant, historic, and the only idea I have heard in 50 years that has a chance of bringing security, peace and prosperity to this troubled region. He also described it as the ultimate resounding defeat for radical Islamic terrorism. "Trump is bringing peace to the Middle East, just as he promised," Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, declared. "Let's turn Gaza into Mar-a-Lago," wrote Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, echoing Trump's ambitious vision for transforming the war-torn area. "This is what the leader of the free world looks like, folks," wrote Representative Diana Harshbarger, RTN. Congressman Josh Brukin, ROK, celebrated the move, declaring, "Peace through strength is back." Conservative commentator Hananyan Aftali backed Trump's approach, saying, "Trump just dropped a bombshell that could change the Middle East forever. We've tried peace summits, ceasefires, and two-state solutions. None of it worked. Trump is daring. Trump is changing." Radio host Eric Metaxas called the proposal brilliant and astonishing, while tech investor Joe Lonsdale described it as the art of the peace and quintessentially American. "Trump's visionary Gaza proposal, unlike anything seen before, could reshape the region's future, with supporters seeing it as a historic opportunity to bring stability and prosperity." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.